Three candidates are running to be the student body president at UC Santa Barbara for the 2024-2025 school year. I spoke to one of those candidates, Jasmine Gates, who has experience as a resident assistant and hall council president, a diversity intern for the admissions office, a development coordinator for the Black Student Union, and a campus conference chair of the 21st Annual African Black Coalition Conference.
So my name is Jasmine Gates. You can all call me Jazz. I'm a third year sociology major. I'm originally from Stockton, California. Pronouns that girl, but she, her works as well. And I am currently running to hopefully be the next elected AS president.
I first asked Gates why she was running for president as opposed to other positions in student government.
I honestly believe that I have been involved in so many different things and the different experiences that I've gained over the past 3 years being in leadership. I started out in hall council, so I served within housing, and I learned a lot being hall council president my first year. I got some ins in terms of housing, learning how to program, and working in a student government. So it was really nice to have that background and then transition right into being a resident assistant and working as a RA. I got a little bit more of that human connection aspect, and I really learned the importance of advocating for the needs of students and then getting involved in BSU and planning like a really big conference. I planned a conference that had over 650 students from across the UCs and CSUs. It was so crazy.
All this, she said, has allowed her to represent and serve many different communities.
And a lot of my peers. And that is something I'm truly passionate about. And that is why I wanted to take it to the next level. And I want to be able to serve students at a higher level and be a representative for all. And given everything that students have gone through in the past year, I've acknowledged that we need someone that's willing to be intentional about creating spaces for healing, for inclusivity, for positivity. And I really believe that through the work that I've done to ground myself and being a person who is dedicated to service for all, like, I want to give back, and that's what I want to do. And those are the plans that I have, and that's the environment that I want to create for the student body, essentially.
I then asked about the top three issues she hoped to address as president. Gates first discussed food insecurity. Because UCSB only has one food bank on campus located at the USEN, she proposed increasing accessibility to these kinds of resources.
And the idea that I had was kind of like making it accessible all over campus and doing like little pop-ups. But it just increases the usage and availability of the food bank, and so that more students are able to utilize it and it's easily obtainable.
Gates also proposed expanding the number of basic needs vending machines from 2 to 4, as well as increasing the amount of students given access codes to the vending machines.
And if I had any like locations, I'd possibly put them, like, I'd probably put one over in like the SRV just because there's only one in the MCC and El Centro. And then I just put another one in a probably like more central location and get input from the student.
The next issue Gates focused on was housing and affordability.
I've been very grateful to have lived within housing for 3 years and then working in it for 2. I've been able to connect with some housing officials and get more insight into housing and the importance in it. And I've definitely wanted to be more into how can we create more opportunities for students to get into housing? And that's definitely involved a lot of research and diving into some projects.
Gates emphasized enforcement of the Ocean Road Project and the Long Range Development Plan.
And it's still not being like anywhere near completed, not even the first phase. But it was approved by the UC Regents in 2022. So it's kind of like we have these full mapped out plans to address the housing crisis and the expected admitting of students as it continues to grow and increase, but the institution is failing to uphold and follow through with it. So a lot of my goal is heavily pressuring the institution to make sure that they are maintaining a level of transparency and accountability around following through with these plans. Students should not have to be facing this, should not have to be sleeping in their cars, going from places to places in order to receive a higher education.
Lastly, Gates discussed representation and belonging.
For a lot of students in a lot of underserved and underrepresented communities, they always tend to feel as if there isn't a place for them. And there just needs to be more resources allocated. And I want to do more and utilize my position as president, like the office of the president, to be a safe space for students to come and vocalize what they need and the ways that I can also serve their community. How can I show up? How can I support you? I don't want to be on the pedestal. I want to be like connected with the student body at all times. I want to make sure that students are getting their money's worth at the end of the day. They're paying a lot for college.
I then asked Gates how she planned to strengthen the relationship between student government and the student body, following a year of tension, disconnect, and discontent. Gates said that it starts with representatives.
When it comes to representing students, you have to also have their input and you have to know them. And that also means that you have to be intentional about grounding yourself in the work to connect with them.
In addition, Gates highlighted the need for representatives to step outside their comfort zones and connected this to her experience as an RA.
I think stepping out sometimes to check in with my residents and ask, hey, like, how are you feeling? Like, how's your day going? How's the quarter treating you? Forming trust, I think essentially is what's really important. And to make it stronger. Be visible, be familiar, show them that like I'm here whenever you need me, I'm available.
Gates also talked about the importance of offering more opportunities for student input besides just public
Students to come
forums.
and share with us that they're having these issues, that they're having these concerns. It opens up the opportunities for more students to come in and have dialogue. And when we choose to support, but also be very solution oriented, we can really get down to the root of advocating for change.
The current AS president, Tessa Vexler, faced a recall petition partly over allegations she failed to properly represent all students. I asked Gates how she would ensure that everyone feels represented and advocated for.
Definitely acknowledging that leadership shouldn't benefit you and a particular group that you associate with. And when you take on a position like president, you have to be mindful of you're a representative for all. You're not only so when you step into that and when you walk around like I'm not just Jasmine, I am a representative now. And or in order to ensure that like students are represented, that means that you have to think about them at all times. You have to think about their entire being at all times.
Of the three candidates running for AS president, Gates is the only one who is not currently a senator. Compared to the other two candidates' time serving in the Senate, I asked Gates if her RA and hall council experiences gave her a different approach to student government.
I would say so. I think it definitely informs the more like humanitarian approach that I have to how I interact and how I engage with my peers and how I engage with administrators, staff, faculty, and all these departments, and the ways in which I've come to understand like how to eliminate your personal biases. I understand like the legal aspect of it and the policies is important, but that is all things that can come within time and things that you learn. But I think a lot of the times like it's important to practice being a good person and to practice compassion, empathy, and those things that like I've been able to consistently do for like 3 years straight.
Gates said that working in housing has allowed her to interact with more perspectives.
I really have gotten to get different perspectives that I haven't gotten in a more formal student government setting.
Finally, I asked Gates, what is one thing she wants potential voters to take away from her and her campaign?
No matter where y'all come from, whatever background, you have power. You have the power to make change, and your voice holds power. If there is anything I want you to take away is to just turn your passion into purpose. If there is something you're extremely passionate about getting out of college, make sure that everything that you do, it motivates you to get towards there.
For more information on Jasmine Gates' campaign for AS president, you can visit at Jasmine for UCSB Prez on Instagram. That's JAZMYNE for UCSB Prez. Thanks for listening. With KCSB News, I'm Joyce Chi.